In this bulletin, the federal government backflips on Queensland flood funding. Sydney surpasses its annual average rainfall in just 3 months. And in sport, Tiger Woods is hoping for a golf comeback at the Augusta National. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Hannah Kwan. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has reversed a decision to support a multi-million dollar funding package for flood recovery in southeast Queensland. The federal government initially denied to go halves with the Queensland government in $741 million in flood recovery, saying most of the package was a state responsibility. Sydney has surpassed its annual rainfall totals in just over 3 months. 1,226.8 millimetres of rain has fallen in the city this year, compared with an annual average of 1,213.4 millimetres. Over 114 millimetres of rainfall fell in the 24 hours since 9 a.m. on Wednesday. More wet weather is expected for New South Wales, with forecasts for heavy rainfall over the coming days. Severe weather and flood warnings have been issued across the state, with some residents in low-lying areas of Warona in Sydney's south being advised to evacuate. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has faced the wrath of an angry pensioner in front of a large crowd during a pre-election visit to a pub in Newcastle. During the unofficial stopover at the Edgeworth Tavern, Mr Morrison was accosted by Ray, a disability support pensioner.
Let me talk. This is what you said when you got elected last time. We're going to help all those people that worked all their lives, paid their taxes, and those that have a go will get a go. Well, I've had a go, mate. I've worked for my life and paid my taxes.
But just so I can understand, what you're saying is you receive that payment out of the compensation.
Look, mate.
I'm trying to understand.
Yeah, okay.
You raise it with me, so I'm trying
I've been 12 years fighting for this.
Okay. Well, this is the first tonight.
Meanwhile, Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he likes hearing from people firsthand. Mr Morrison says he can understand that Ray was very upset about some complicated things that have happened in his life, and his office will do what it can to help.
As you move around, I like hearing from people, and you know, I hear from people all the time. And so while some might have some very complex issues that need to be addressed, others, I must say, who were there last night, it was great to see them.
Federal opposition leader Anthony Albanese is calling for the Prime Minister to expel Russian diplomats in Australia. Mr Albanese says the suggestion doesn't extend so far as to the Russian ambassador to Australia, but says Australia should follow suit with countries like France and Germany in expelling hundreds of Russian diplomats and staff.
We have war crimes being committed. We have civilians being murdered. We have rape being used as a weapon of war, and we need to send the strongest possible message to Russia and join with our allies in Europe who've made this decision.
And a study by Plan International and L'Oreal has found women feel more unsafe in public after the pandemic because of less bystanders around to stick up for them. The research found that 1 in 5 Australian women aged between 18 and 24 feel unsafe walking alone in public, and for young women with a disability, 1 in 3 felt unsafe. In sport, Tiger Woods is preparing to make his return to golf at the Augusta National, just 14 months after a car crash which left him facing the prospect of amputating his leg. Woods is hoping to rise to the challenge for another green jacket. He says he is determined to compete.
Well, as of right now, I feel like I am going to play. As of right now. My recovery has been good. I've been very excited about how I've recovered each and every day, and that's been the challenge. That's why I came up here and tested out for 27 holes. But it's the recovery. You know, how am I going to get all the swelling out and recover for the next day?
You've said countless times throughout your career that you don't enter a golf tournament unless you think that you can win it. Mm-hmm. So the question is simple. Do you think you can win the Masters this week?
I do.
And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, sunny, 32. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 24. Melbourne, much the same and 24 degrees. Hobart, partly cloudy, 20. Canberra, rain and 17 degrees. Wollongong, similar conditions, 20 degrees. Sydney, also rain and 22 degrees. Newcastle, rain there too, 22 degrees. Brisbane, a possible shower, 28. Cairns, partly cloudy, 32. And Darwin, also cloudy and 35 degrees. That's the latest SBS News. I'm Hannah Kwan.